He started to stand, but King said something that stopped him.
"Did you listen for her song? As I told you to do? For the song of Susanna?"
Yes. Now King forced himself up on one elbow, and although his strength was clearly failing, his voice was dry and strong.
"She needs you, and you need her. Leave me alone now. Save your hate for those who deserve it more. I didn't make your Ka any more than I made Gan or the world. And we both know it. Put your foolishness behind you and your grief, and do as you'd have me do."
King's voice rose to a rough shout. His hand shot out and gripped Roland's wrist with amazing strength.
"Finish the job!"
At first nothing came out when Roland tried to reply. He had to clear his throat and start again.
"Sleep, Sai. Sleep and forget everyone here, except the man who hit you."
King's eyes slipped closed.
"Forget everyone here, except the man who hit me."
"You were taking your walk, and this man hit you."
"Walking, and this man hit me."
"No one else was here, not me, not Jake, not the woman."
"No one else," King agreed. "Just me and him. Will he say the same?"
"Yar, very soon you'll sleep, deep. You may feel pain later, but you feel none now."
"No pain now. Sleep, deep."
King's twisted frame relaxed on the pine needles.
"Yet before you sleep, listen to me once more," Roland said.
"I'm listening."
"A woman may come to—" "Wait. Do ye dream of love with men?"